Antonio Guterres has won the UN Security Council's sixth straw poll to find a successor to Ban Ki-moon as Secretary General. The former Portuguese Prime Minister was the clear winner in the informal vote, which was colour-coded for the first time, to mark out the ballots of the permanent five members of the 10 elected ones. It means former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark is now out of the running, and Mr. Guterres is likely to be voted in formally by the Security Council later today. Lorna Shaddock reports from the UN headquarters in New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are witnessing, I think, a historic scene. I don't know if it has ever been done this way in the history of the United Nations before.
It was the rarest of sights, a united UN Security Council. After the sixth ballot to determine who will be the next UN leader, all 15 ambassadors emerged from the council chamber, and this month's president, Russia's Vitaly Cherkin, announced their choice.
After our sixth straw poll, we have a clear favourite. And his name is Antonio Guterres.
The 66-year-old former Portuguese Prime Minister, who headed up the UN Refugee Agency for a decade, won 13 approval votes, 2 abstentions, and, crucially, no votes against him. It means that the eventual winner isn't from Eastern Europe, despite the informal rotation system dictating that it was that region's turn. Jonathan Crystal from the World Policy Institute says although it's surprising that a Western European prevailed, Russia in particular is likely to have had its own reasons for supporting Mr. Guterres.
They have a weaker roster of Eastern European candidates, and Guterres in some ways is a weak Western European candidate. So they can go for a Western European that is probably the best they will get for their own interests, while also undermining the traditional rotation.
Ban Ki-moon had also expressed the hope that his successor would be a woman, but ultimately none of the female candidates was able to tick all the boxes. Jonathan Crystal says one of them, former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark, was perhaps too strong for some tastes.
If you look at Guterres, he has kind of had the UN Syria portfolio and Ukraine portfolio. How effective was he in curtailing Russia's position and Russian actions in those territories? Not at all effective. And I think Helen Clark is someone who probably would have been much tougher.
Nonetheless, Mr. Guterres is far from a technocrat. As a former prime minister, he has executive leadership experience, and his role heading up the UN Refugee Agency gives him expertise in managing one of the toughest problems facing the world body at the moment. Ms. Clark congratulated him on his win, recalling that they'd worked together when both were prime ministers before taking top UN roles. The council's holding a formal vote on Thursday, and Mr. Guterres' name will then be passed to the General Assembly for approval. He'll take over from Ban Ki-moon on the 1st of January 2017. And Syria, Ukraine, North Korea, the Middle East and a host of other international problems will then become, ultimately, his to try and solve. For Vatican Radio, I'm Lorna Shaddick in New York.